gave the Loch Ness Monster
DuVernay. He checked me. That's the funniest fucking episode ever. That's a fucking riot. What show is this? Wow, we're 27. Holy doo-doo.
Holy smokes.
How is everyone out there? We're back.
Welcome.
We're back from the dead. Here we are.
That
seems like it's been a while since we've done this.
I know.
It really hasn't, but it seems like it. Are you hearing me good?
I think so.
I'm good.
I feel like we're quieter. We'll see when the music comes on.
I wish I could go to a store that had all I needed. Wouldn't that be great? Everything I need. They need to come out with those. Okay, I think I'm good.
Yeah.
Three. Bam. Hello, and welcome to show 27 of the Helen Gore Show.
We are so excited to be here today.
I just wet myself.
I just can't even express it.
Express it, baby. Express it. Tell Uncle Tommy all about it. Sell his lap now. Yeah.
Come here and give Aunt Rose a kiss.
Yeah, ignore my beard.
Bearded aunties.
It's like I heard once. This guy said, you know, it was a film. He said the first time he realized he was gay was he liked the contrast between soft lips and stubble. And he said he got it from kissing his aunt. shit's funny. So how's everyone out there doing? Hope everyone is fine and well all in your little worlds.
Yes. How are you today, Uncle Ty?
I'm good. A little out of it, but
yeah,
I'm good.
Ty's been partying.
I've been networking my ass off.
I know. When you're in your 20s, you call it partying. When you're in your
30s, you call it networking.
That's sad, but true.
It is true. Well, I do it for business, and it is, you know, a social thing, yeah. But you got to mix the two.
Yep, you do.
Let people know what you do and keep them, you know, informed.
There is no separation of business and pleasure in your 30s.
No, and it only gets worse as you get on. You're like, fuck a social life.
Maybe at some point when you're not trying to get ahead anymore.
Well, I'll always try to be good.
Trying to not ahead,
but some
trying to get ahead is different than just trying to get ahead.
No, I think that's something I'll always do. I don't think I'll ever plateau.
You don't think so?
No. I never saw myself as one of those people, but I'm becoming one of those people.
You're getting what's the word I'm
getting
looking
the itch.
For? The itch.
Success.
What's the word?
Climbing that ladder and breaking that fucker every step I get. Going, ain't nobody coming up underneath me.
Burning bridges.
You better believe they're going, can't follow me, sorry. Gotta go. Moving ahead.
You're getting ambitious.
Very ambitious.
That's
good. And I have been, so.
I have peaks and valleys as far as my ambition goes.
I got skyscrapers and I'm like, God, this sucks climbing it.
Well, career-wise, it's like I'm at this place now where I'm kind of at the highest level of autonomy that I could be right now. And so
until someone dies or retires.
Well, no, but even if my boss like retires, do I want to have her job? Because that's getting much more into the administrative. Like, I don't know that I necessarily want to climb the ranks.
And that's just a big damn headache.
Yes, exactly.
A lot of added stress and problems.
Exactly, and not that much more money.
And people complaining.
Uh-huh. That's exactly what my boss does, is she fields, like, headache complaints stuff all day long, every day.
So she puts on her door, this is the headache and complaint department, come on in. It's like, because that's all you're going to have for me.
Yeah. I don't know if I want that.
Too bad in your job you couldn't freelance.
I could. Oh, yeah. Heck,
really?
Yeah. I could be an independent contractor. The problem with that is that it requires a lot of discipline that I lack.
Oh, that's right. I remember those days.
Because when you're a contractor. Well, I was thinking
it's
more than.
It's noon. What are you doing home? I don't know. I'm going to bed.
I just got home. No, I was thinking more like in the way contractors, you don't get the paid vacation and paid holidays and stuff like that. And
true, but you just set everything yourself and go.
But you can make a lot more money, but you just have to have that discipline.
And you got to really fill your schedule up.
You do, exactly. And I could totally see myself, I only work on Tuesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah. That's all I can handle. Because, you know, 3 days, fuck that. I can't handle it.
I'm already thinking if I don't have any kids in my 40s, at some point I'm going to cut back to part-time.
Really?
Yeah. Because wouldn't that be great? Because, like, right now I'm doing really good at paying off my debts and stuff like that. I'm getting myself into a good place financially. I'm almost there. And then I'll just be able to, like, at some point, cut back on my hours, basically. Make a little bit less money, but I don't have an outlandish lifestyle.
No, but you need one.
I know. That's what I'm saying, though. I don't.
You do.
I could work less and maintain my current lifestyle and work less. Like, spend less time working. It sounds pretty good to me. Like, work 4 days a week. That sounds awesome.
Yeah, but would you still, you know, have the same benefits and stuff?
Yeah, well, I could work it out, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I could work it out. But because, even then,
you know,
I could
be
go
one
on
of those things, you know, you fall down the damn stairs and go, oh, shit, I broke my hip.
Right.
That's going to be a big chunk.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the other thing about being a contractor is you get into that super expensive health insurance. And
yeah, but sadly enough, a lot of times it's better.
Mine's decent. State employees get good benefits.
Well, yeah.
I have excellent.
Well, yeah.
Benefits.
I mean, if you don't work for some kind of like government office,
right?
It's
that's
great,
true.
But if you don't, it sucks.
Right. Working for the government is where it's at. I must tell you,
it is.
I could leave my job, and tomorrow walk into a job making at least $10,000 a year more than what I do now. But
the benefits would suck.
Oh yeah, it'd be a huge difference.
You're paying a fortune every month, and go, I still gotta pay this percentage.
And what I'm working
that
for,
sucks.
The reason why when I turn 30. I got my job with the state. I bought my house. When I'm 60, I'm going to have my 30 years with the state. Retire with my pension.
I'm not going to have a pension. I'm going to have a stock broker.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying.
And my financial advisor, which I already have a financial advisor.
Yeah. Basically, only government employees now get pensions. There aren't a lot of companies that offer them anymore.
No,
and that
they
is
don't.
So,
they don't.
And pensions are where it's at. Because
unless you're like a CEO or something
if
big
you make
like
just,
that.
You know, shitons of money.
Which you should already have that shit put back to begin with.
Yeah. Yeah, but pension is good. It's something that you can count on.
It's a safety net.
Because when my dad worked for the state, he worked for the pension. Mom worked in private health care, had the 401k. So when retirement time came around for them, dad actually got to retire 5 years early because they bought him out. He could buy 5 years. So he got to retire when he was 55, 54. Something like
that's
that.
Great.
I know, right? With pension. Mom had to keep on working because the stock market was down.
Yeah.
And like now, people who are trying to retire now with the stock market,
they can't.
Their portfolios
they're taking too much of a loss.
Yes. Exactly. Even people who are of an age where they can remove money from their 401ks without paying a penalty, it's like 59 and a half, I think. They still can't. Because you can't start taking money out of your 401k when the market's in the toilet.
No, and as soon as you take that money out and you put it into something else, it's locked in there for so long that, yeah, you're going to possibly double what you've got in there, but all your money is locked up.
Yeah, and that's scary.
Yeah, it is.
So I still have 401k. Actually, this past week in work, we had the guy from Great West, who is our retirement benefits company.
He came
and did a seminar type thing, and I'm switching around some of my mutual funds, and pretty soon I'm going to start upping the amount that I'm putting
away.
Doesn't
that kind of make you sound like kind of important?
What?
You know, he's like, yeah, I got to switch over all my funds and stuff. La, 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 fuckers.
Well, it's not that much money in there.
Well, still, though, I mean, to have it, period.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, honestly, sad thing about it, so many people in our age group don't have it.
No, they haven't thought about it.
They really haven't. I mean, I'm really looking into it. That's why, I do have a financial advisor that him and I have already talked about it. And I told him, I said, it's something I don't know a lot about and I wish I did.
Right.
And I've tried to get him to go into it professionally. Because he can spit that crap out like you wouldn't believe.
Really?
And he knows and he keeps up with it every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And because he's always had money invested and all of that. And I told him, so when the time comes, I really want you to help me with it. And he says, don't worry about it. He says, I will put it in stuff where you make a lot of money off of it.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, so I said, no, that's great. It's absolutely great. And he was like, it won't hurt you at all.
Yeah.
So I'm going to trust him with, you know, one day, hopefully this time next year, large sums of money and go, I need you to take care of this.
Yeah.
Because I know you will, because I trust you more than most people I know. It's like I've known you for so long.
I see a cricket crawling across the floor over there. I'm going to go get it.
Kill it. Kill it.
I hope it's a cricket.
Oh, I do too. So. Yeah, it's sort of kind of weird we, you know, got on this such an odd topic dealing with, you know, finances and stuff. Yeah.
Oh, it's a camel cricket.
I hate camel crickets. I hate them. I hate them. They freak me out.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, she's catching a cricket.
I lost it.
It's under the table.
Dogs will get it.
Yeah, that's what my cats do. They eat them. They pay their rent that way. But,
sorry.
Yeah, so I mean, it, you know, for all of our listeners out there, if it's something that you haven't done and are able to look into, highly advise it.
Yeah.
Kind of find out if there's someone you know, in your inner circle or within another person's inner circle that you could talk to about any kind of financial stuff at all.
Because there are some basics that you should
know. There's little stuff you can do that will help you out in the future.
Right. Absolutely.
It's not going to cost you a fortune.
I actually switched all my allocation over into, it's a Vanguard fund, but it's one of those, it's like a fund that's comprised of a bunch of mutual funds that are geared toward a certain retirement date.
Yeah.
So I signed up for the Vanguard 2035 fund. Because I'm hoping to retire around 2035. And then as it goes, so now it's like a lot of riskier things, more growth type things. But then as I get closer to retirement, it backs off and puts more money into the more stable, conservative type funds and stuff like that. So,
which, you know, I do not like the word conservative whatsoever, but on things like that, it's a good idea.
Yeah. I've got some,
hate to say it, it's a very good idea.
I've
it's
still
safe.
Got some time to put into the aggressive stuff, but you know, but only for, I got about 20 years to be pretty aggressive, and then after that,
you slug off and go, oh, that's good.
Yeah, back off.
Yeah,
back off.
It's a good thing. So anyway,
that's boring stuff for most.
Done
people.
With that shit. Next topic. So, one thing I was going to bring up, because we talked about this, I believe on the last show or number 25, it was one of the two. I watched The Happening.
Right.
I watched
it. Yeah, that's right. We talked about it. Yeah. I had watched it.
Uh-huh. I watched it.
Okay. You didn't think it was the suckening?
I didn't, actually. Okay. Actually, I talked to someone about it the other night, actually, that had seen it, and we pretty much had the same feel about it. Of course, the production of the movie was incredible.
Yeah, it was beautiful.
It was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
The cast was good. I know where you get the point. You think that, you know, Marky Mark did a shitty job. He didn't, though. Because he was playing that character of a mousy damn, you know, high school science teacher.
Yeah.
They're not the most interesting people in the world.
Right.
I think they should have done like an English teacher instead of a science teacher. But since I won't tell what it's about and everything, but since what it's dealing with, it made sense.
Right.
My only real complaint about the movie was I think it was too short. I think it should have been longer.
I agree with that.
If it would have been 3 hours long, I would have sat through it. Things went, you know, too quick of a pace.
And it all
and
fell
then it
out
dropped.
Too quickly. Yeah.
And you forgot. And I mean, I don't know if you realize who she was, but the crazy lady in it.
Yeah, no. Uh-huh. Yeah,
Betty Buckley.
Oh.
I was like, oh my God, it's Betty Buckley. You know, the big Broadway star.
Mm-hmm.
I was amazed by that. Okay. Because in, you know, Signs, he used... Cherry. I cannot think of her name. She played the sheriff.
I don't remember.
She played the sheriff in Signs because it was a female sheriff. Oh my God, I can't think of her name. She's from Tennessee. She's from. Cherry Jones.
Oh, okay.
I mean, that's her first movie she's ever done because she does Broadway. That is her thing. She's got like Tony Awards out the ass. And that was her first film.
Okay. I know I've seen Signs, but it was during that period of my life that I don't have a lot of memory from.
She blocked it out.
No, it's not been blocked out. I didn't block it out. I think
she subconsciously blocked it out.
Some of the substances I was using.
All those antacids she did in the 60s.
That's true. All the antacids that I took.
All that damn heartburn.
Makes it hard for me to remember about the year 2001 to 2004.
Those are some good years. Those were some damn good years.
They're a little bit too good. Well, too much fun.
I kind of want to, you know, I want to visit them years again. That was some fun shit.
It was very fun. I just wish I could remember more movies that I saw during that time.
I didn't see hardly any, actually. I was like, I got to go out. I don't give a shit about that.
I did a lot of watching DVDs and stuff people, but I was high as a kite. I knew I saw Almost Famous, like... four times. I can't remember a fucking thing about
it. I've seen it twice and I don't know shit about it.
That's what happens. Drugs are bad. Drugs are bad.
I watched the movie Fat Girls.
Oh.
You will love it.
Really?
You'll love it.
Okay, I'll have to get it.
Well, I have it at the house. So.
Oh, you?
Yeah.
Oh, you own it.
I own it.
you purchased it from
from a lucrative store.
From an authorized retail outlet.
God, it reminded me of being in fucking high school.
Oh.
It did. It really did. And, well, I mean, I'll bring it up and we'll watch it. The main girl in it, she's really big.
Mm-hmm.
She's a really big girl. Funny as fucking hell.
Oh, yeah.
She's so good. I'm like, I really hope she goes somewhere because she's hilarious.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was like it wasn't even scripted. It's like, okay, that would be someone's normal reaction.
Uh-huh.
It was that realistic.
Oh, that's cool.
And she was just dead on with everything she said. And it's good. It's a good movie.
Oh, that sounds good.
It really is. I was very surprised. Well, I didn't think I'd enjoy it that much. I figured it'd be like, oh, yeah, worth watching. And that's about it. But they did a good job.
Okay.
And it brought up a pretty good concept of, you know, and the whole, because I literally thought it was about, you know, fat hags. That's all I thought the movie was about. It's about, like, someone's inner fat girl.
Like we all have an inner fat girl kind of thing?
Not everyone. Not everyone has a fat girl. This is, you know, you don't have to be fat. You don't have to be, you know, girl.
Mm-hmm.
But someone's got that inner fat girl.
Because I've got an inner black girl.
Do you?
Shanae.
take the damn weave out.
You don't want to bring out Shanae. But anyway, yeah, so inner fat girl. But can a fat girl have it? Like, do I have an inner fat girl or am I just a fat girl? Am I taking this further than it needs to go?
I think so.
I'm overthinking, aren't I?
You're way overthinking.
I'm sorry. I've got a way with that. Sorry about that. I like that, though. Inner fat girl. That's pretty good.
Yeah, and you just get to the point to where you're okay. You're okay with it.
Mm-hmm.
You're just kind of like, yeah, fuck it. So, I mean, that's what I really liked the movie. And it wasn't all like, you know, there was no like... You know, like the dumbass little, like pretty, all these pretty little new idiot actors and actresses.
And the fat girl doesn't do like a makeover and lose 50 pounds.
No, she's just a fat girl.
With the musical exercise montage.
No, she's just a fat girl who's like, you know, like dating this like Cuban, you know, refugee.
Yeah, that's good.
I was like, good for you.
Yeah, I get so tired of that where like Bridget Jones and
yeah,
you know
it's
what
like
I mean?
Be ashamed of yourself. Always be ashamed of yourself.
And then the big exercise montage, and then all of a sudden she's perfect. It's
it's bullshit.
Is it Prince of Tides? What's the?
No, it was Mira Has Two Faces.
Yeah, Mira Has Two Faces.
You know where she's like on Stairmaster for 5 seconds and she's great.
But she was great to begin with, yeah. And that totally blew it for me because wasn't he into her even before?
Yeah, and it's basically putting out that, you know, word that. You should never be happy with yourself. You should always make yourself, you know, you should always feel bad about yourself and always try to be better.
And only improve yourself for somebody else.
Yeah. Be empty and shallow.
That was the, well, and I was going to say that was the difference between, what was that movie? The Robert Redford, the Barbara Streisand
the
one.
We were.
The Way We Were. Because she was this awkward girl, you know,
yeah.
but he fell in love with her anyway, but she did kind of have that metamorphosis.
Well,
she changed her hair.
Well, because time had passed.
Right.
And, you know, people, you know, grow up and they,
right.
you know,
but you still got the impression that he even then in college, he still liked her.
Yeah.
You know, for
it's
her
a whole thing.
Self.
It's like, you know, I like you for you and that's it.
Yeah. Yeah,
you don't have to be something else for me.
Right. And I thought that Prince of Tides, not Prince of Tides, Mirror Has Two Faces. Sorry, God. That's a big difference. I'm
big
sorry.
Big fucking difference.
Those are two movies that don't need to be confused.
Uh-uh.
Sorry. But Mirror Has Two Faces, I thought that's where it was going at first. And then
yeah,
that just made no sense to me, the whole transformation portion of that.
It's funny because they brought that up in Queer as Folk.
Really?
And Emmy was talking about that. She's like, yeah, it's like, you know, you had, you know, Barbara Streisand, you know, she ate a carrot stick, got on, you know, Stairmaster for, you know, 10 minutes and she looked great.
Right? Yeah.
I mean, it's not realistic.
No, it's not. Which is interesting. Which is especially interesting because between you and me, we both have done that metamorphosis.
Yeah, and you know what? It doesn't make you any happier. If you're not happy with you, it don't fucking matter what you look like.
And you never are skinny enough when you get skinny.
No.
Never enough.
Because, me and a friend of mine was talking about it last night. Thinner you are, the more paranoid you are about how you look and the more you obsess about it.
Yeah. Yeah. I hate that's like become this total ongoing issue for me.
Well,
it's not an issue because I don't want to say it's an issue because it's not something.
See, I want to do it more for like health reasons.
Right. Well, that's why.
And to get into my nice clothes.
And that's why I did it to begin with. Was because I have diabetes just rampant in my family.
I do too.
And I thought, you know, and I was in early 20s and I was so overweight. And I thought, I have got to lose weight. Got to, or I'm gonna die.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, because it's for, and it, when it's for your health,
right?
It's good to do it, and you know, if you don't feel you need to do it, you know, nobody should pressure you. It's something you should do on your own.
Right.
No one should pressure you to change what you who and what you look like.
Yeah.
It should be something you want to do for yourself.
And even then, now I'm heavier than I was at my thinnest, but I'm still not. I still, you know what? I feel all right about where I am.
I mean, I don't think I'll ever be happy the way I look.
No.
I honestly don't.
Yeah, it's interesting.
I don't think I will. Because I may have dropped 25 pounds.
That's pretty good.
Yeah. But I want more.
And you'll always want more.
I want more.
Mm-hmm.
And people think I'm nuts. They're like, you look good. I'm like, no, I don't. It's like, I wish I did.
Yeah.
But I'm getting there. And with me, it has a lot about, you know, health and God, be able to do some crap.
Right.
Instead of going, that makes me tired thinking about it. I can't do that.
Where's
shit.
Where's the elevator?
I know, it's like stairs.
Oh,
ain't that got another way to do it? Can somebody carry me? Come on, I don't want to do that.
I'm just going to lay down and roll.
just
push me every so often.
The bruise is a heel, eventually. It ain't gonna be so bad. Yeah, I may crack a rib, it'll heal. Help me with my bandages.
I just don't want to get out of breath. Get all sweaty.
That mysterious clear liquid.
Yeah, that wetness. I'm not sure what it is.
It's like, is that acid? What is it?
I'm leaking all of a sudden.
Is it Cheetos?
It doesn't taste like
Cheetos. I wish it did.
If sweat tasted like Cheetos, I'd be on the fucking exercise bike.
All the time licking your arms. That's good stuff.
Honey, come here, taste this.
Yes. I taste like chocolate today. Yummy.
Frosty.
Oh,
Frosty.
Diarrhea Frosty.
Oh, man.
Mercy. Oh, I miss those days. Oh, you know what I found out?
What?
Okay, do you remember, our mutual friend informed me of this.
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember in Oakland, the sad grocery store? The ultimate.
The rainbow grocery store?
The ultimate Denny Can one?
Denny Can store down the hill from us.
Guess what it is now?
What?
It's a Whole Foods.
Shut up.
He said he found out they had cleaned up all of the Rockville district where it's all really, really nice and like very
and
posh.
And the Denikam store is a Whole Foods store.
It was closed down and they put in a Whole Foods.
And everybody in our old apartment building was going, there goes the neighborhood.
It's like, oh, shit, rent's going
to
go up.
I know. We can't afford to live there now.
The rent has gone up, though. And
even there?
Yeah, they said they turned a lot of them into condos.
Those apartments?
Yeah.
They must have moved some people out because that was like...
God, the smell down the hallway from the garbage dumps, the garbage chute.
When I toured that apartment for the first time, we walked in. The land person, the realtor, I guess, brought me in the front door. As soon as you came in the front door into the lobby, I was like, oh, no, this is not going to work. Walked down the hallway, the whole way down to the apartment. I was thinking, no fucking way. It was scary.
It was dark and dirty.
And dirty and smelly, but she opened the door to that apartment.
And the apartments were like, bing.
It was gorgeous apartment.
They took care of the apartments, but the hallway, they didn't. I remember the wallpaper was like ripped off in sections.
Uh-huh. And some of the doors had been like kicked in. Like you could see where they'd been patched and stuff.
Yeah, it was weird.
Very scary. It was a building. It was a neighborhood in transition.
Yeah,
it was a neighborhood at the very beginning stages of gentrification.
But he said, yeah, it has all condos.
Really? So yeah. We really couldn't afford to live there now.
Because he chats with someone who lives across the street.
Uh-huh.
That lives in that apartment complex that's across the street.
Uh-huh.
And found out they're condos now. A lot of them are condos.
Oh,
I don't know if I can't remember if they all are or they converted some of them.
Maybe they did some of them. It's a great location. Great location.
Oh, yeah, but parking blue.
Yeah. Well, each apartment had one parking space, but they all had two bedrooms.
Yeah.
So for a family with one car, that would have been fun. But.
Yeah.
Well, we're out of time.
Oh, this went by fast.
Oh, it did. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Send us email at hellandgore@gmail.com.
And look for us on iTunes.
And hellandgore.com. Leave us some comments, please.
We'd like to hear from you. See
please.
What people think.
We're lonely. We're so lonely without you. Good night.
Good night, everyone.
It's not a foxtrot. Oh,